Welcome back to a very special episode of the On the Break podcast. It's been 2 weeks since our last episode. How are y'all doing?
Fantastic.
Pretty good, man.
Pretty good. Pretty good.
We have the excellent Colby Pritchett in the house.
Appreciate it.
Yeah,
I don't know if I'd go with excellent.
I would go with excellent.
I would go maybe exquisite.
Maybe stupendous. Honestly.
Stupendous.
Oh, I like marvelous. Yeah. Is that right?
You know, we have our series, The Casual Chronicles, but Colby is no question.
Not a casual.
So we still need to come up with a good name.
For when Colby comes on, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Setting the standards high.
Yeah.
But today, with Selection Sunday coming up and March Madness right around the corner, we figured, although this is an NBA, we're centered around the NBA, we figured we'd have a special March Madness preview in addition to the regular segments. So Colby will help us out with that. Mm-hmm. And I guess we can go ahead and just get started with the regular segments.
Yeah, we can. You want to kick it off?
We're not going to talk for 15 minutes like we did last podcast.
What do you want to talk about, Sam?
I don't know. How was y'all's break?
It was good.
Oh, yeah, it was good.
Pretty solid.
What did you do, Colby?
Dude, to be completely honest with you, I laid in bed with a stomach virus, so it really wasn't that great.
That's terrible.
But, like, no homework, so. That's
yeah. Good.
It wasn't bad.
Yeah,
I still had to do homework over break.
Yeah,
I was trying to get ahead.
I was kind of locked in. But we, me, Sam, and Mick, and Colby, if he wasn't sick, we went to a cabin up in LAJ for, like, the last weekend of break. It was really fun.
It's pretty awesome. We played a lot of pool.
Yeah, we had a hot tub. We got a noise complaint.
We did get a noise complaint.
I wasn't there for that though, so
yeah.
I'm a good boy.
What was the complaint for? Like, what were y'all doing?
We were just being too loud.
We were like yapping and playing music at the hot tub, which is like 3 a.m. and it's like 15 feet away from someone's house.
So y'all had like close neighbors and stuff.
Yeah, they're like people who like it was in a gated community, but there are people who like live there year round. It was an Airbnb.
We also got a complaint because there were so many people that came and we didn't handle the carpooling very well.
Yeah, so there were
cars like blocking people's driveways.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah,
I got out there and had to like.
The lady was rude though. To be honest, lady, if you're listening,
it was my car that was blocking.
Yeah,
your car.
Shame on you, Nick. But well, nah, she didn't even ask us nice. She was like, move your car.
For real?
She's like, people live here. According to Claire, I don't know.
Yeah.
So, lady, if you're listening to this, try to treat people with more kindness. Because if you would have asked us nicely, we would have had no problem.
What's the golden rule, lady?
Like, that's the thing. Like, if you just be respectful, people will help.
But we still moved.
We still helped either way. Yeah, I understand why she was upset.
It just puts that little urge in you. You're like, I don't want to help you anymore.
Yeah.
If she was the one who gave us a noise complaint the night before, that she might have had previous reason to be pissed off.
Yeah.
Which I get it. But yeah. Still, I'm on spring break, baby.
It was the weekend. Like, come on.
It probably was because, like, I mean, it was a driveway right there. I'm assuming it's a house that's pretty close that's giving the noise complaint.
Yeah.
That was a valid noise complaint, though.
We were being pretty loud.
Yeah. But
it's spring break, man. It's time to let loose.
Exactly.
She shouldn't live in a touristy area if she expects. Okay, that's me. That's me.
Did y'all see any. Like bears?
No bears, dude.
No bears in the gated community.
Dude, I really want to see bears one day. Like, not even at the zoo, but just like in the wild.
Yeah.
You've never seen a bear before?
Not in the wild, dude.
I'm scared to see a bear in the wild. Like, so I got like a bunch of like camping and like backpacking gear for Christmas. Cause I want to, like, this summer, I want to go to like New Mexico or something, just do like a wilderness camp or something like that. But I also feel like I probably should buy, like, a gun or something, because if... Don't give me that look, Sam. Because I don't know, man. If I'm not going to beat a bear with a knife.
Get, like, a cross...
No, you're not.
Yeah. Be Primo, dude. Primo.
But you can.
Primal. Get a freaking bow and arrow, man.
That would be pretty badass, but I'd probably mess it up, and then I would get, like, mauled.
Yesterday, Gooch was at the apartment along with Alec and... Wait, no, it was just y'all two. And Brayden was there, obviously. Yeah. And we were talking about snorkeling or whatever. And Gooch, of course, he was talking about how he snorkeled in like 100 feet deep water. And I was just talking about how crazy that is because I'm so scared of sharks. And he was like, a shark? If I see a shark, I'm going to just punch it in the nose and it'll go away.
No, and that's coming from the same dude who's been telling me for about 4 years that he could beat a brown bear in a fight. Or black bear, whatever, whichever
the
one's
weaker.
The
hell he could? You know those things?
No, he fucking can't.
You know those things can run like 25 miles per hour?
No way.
Dude, they're fast as hell. I'll look it up right now.
I had a dream that he was killed by like a polar bear and the black bear the night before.
A black bear crazy. Top speed. Let's look at this. Okay, a brown bear is 35 miles per hour, dude. That's like Usain Bolt times 1.5.
Colby, do you think you could beat a bear in a fight?
Dude, I'm just him, bro.
I believe Colby.
I like the confidence, but
definitely you are not that guy.
Nah, you get dropped off,
I'm not about to run, though, because I know I have no chance of making that, beating that race.
Wait,
but
what's the difference between a black bear and a brown bear?
If it's black, fight back. If it's brown, lie on the ground.
Really?
That's what they say.
I've never heard that.
I would never lie on the ground if I saw a
brown
bear.
No, you gotta, like, especially if you got a backpack on, you gotta curl up in, like, a fetal position and then, like, put your back up so he won't, like, mess up any of your internal
organs. What if
it's...
You've done a lot of research in this, haven't you?
What if it's, like,
it just comes
sniffing
you?
What would
the information flows?
Start sniffing you?
Yeah, like, it gets...
I'd probably be, like, shaking, dude.
Yeah, you're like, marked for death at that point.
Fart, bro.
Yeah.
Fart,
make him go away. Scare him away.
Throw his senses off.
But then he knows you're alive. That's what if it's a loud one?
Oh, shit.
Bro, I'm saying the smell would, like, get him away.
I didn't think about that. That's some good thinking.
I could see that.
But, like, they make this stuff called, like, bear spray.
Yeah.
Dude, crazy story. Off topic. But
on topic. We are anything but
on topic. Yeah, I was going to say, this is not.
So, back in my hometown, I don't know the dude's name, but he's my neighbor. He's some old grumpy guy. And he threatened to bear spray me in the middle of our road. All because my other neighbor, so our other neighbor across the street, their dogs always chase cars going down the road.
Yeah.
And one of the dogs, like, bit his tire. And he, like, stopped in the middle of the road. So I walked out there to see if he was okay. Mm-hmm. He was like, are these your dogs? I was like, no, sir. He was like, well, you need to help tame them. And I was like, they're not mine. I don't know what you want me to do. He was like, well, if they come here again, I'm going to bear spray them. And I was like, go for it.
Dude, that's some Pike County shit. I've never heard it.
He looked me dead in the eyes. He said, you ever been bear sprayed? I said, why would I be bear sprayed? And he was like, you don't want to find out what it's like.
Oh, my God.
What area of Pike was that in? Just curious.
Gresham Road, man.
Colby lives near Elijah.
Oh,
yeah,
for real?
He lives back there.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Yeah, just for a little context, me, Sam, and Colby. Are all
we went to the
same
high school. We're from the boonies.
Yeah. Go Pirates.
Go Pirates,
go
baby.
Pirates.
Shout out.
Have you ever seen a bear in the wild?
A bear?
Yeah.
Nah, not in the wild, no.
To think of it, I don't think I've ever seen a bear, like, yes, I have in a zoo. Yes,
I've seen one at the zoo. Dude, they're kind of, like, cute and cuddly, like, from far, like, if you see them in a zoo.
They're, like, friend-shaped, but they're predators.
They have a place in Helen where you can, like, go and look at, like, bears. It's kind of like, it's not really a zoo, but they're kept like a zoo animal. It's pretty cool.
Dude, I love Helen.
Didn't
you
nice.
Go to Helen like pretty recently?
Yeah, I went a couple weeks ago. Yeah. Me and the fam took like a weekend trip up there. It was a good time. Yeah.
What's your favorite place to eat there? Just curious.
We went to a place called the Troll Tavern.
Yeah.
Which is pretty popular. I like bratwurst.
Yeah.
I did too.
I've never really had like a actual German bratwurst before, so it was pretty good.
Dude, that place is good. I tried the beer cheese though, and that shit sucked.
You don't
I
like
love
it?
Beer
no,
cheese,
dude.
Dude,
I hated it.
We got
what
the pretzels dipped in the beer cheese. I don't dude,
it's
like,
cheese that has beer in it.
It no, it's not.
It, dude, I don't is it?
I don't know if it actually has beer
in
it.
I don't
wait,
think
actually.
So.
Yeah, I don't it's probably just like
I think
like
it's just
really
a word
fermented
for it.
Cheese or something
I
like that.
I thought you were just messing with me.
No,
nah,
but
I
feel like it has like the beer. Does beer cheese have beer?
It's just like a really strong cheddar, but yeah. Liquid.
Does beer cheese?
Yeah. That restaurant's cool though. It's like right
it
on the
cool,
road.
Yeah.
It's always made with beer.
Really?
Yes.
It doesn't taste like beer though.
Nah.
It does have like a little like aftertaste in it. Like,
I didn't get a beer taste from it. That's why I didn't think there would be beer in it because it didn't.
It has
taste
less
like
than
that,
a half percent alcohol, so. You can't get drunk off beer cheese, but
enough of it you can.
Yeah, that is
but yeah,
true.
That place was pretty cool, and we went to this place called Big Daddy's.
I don't think I've been there.
They had pretty good food too.
So, was Bald Butte or not Bald Butte? Was Brasstown Bald? Was that this semester or last semester?
Last semester.
Okay, so a couple. I think it was like late November. There were like there was a point where you could see, like, the northern lights in parts of, like, North Georgia. So me, Sam, and our friends Braden Kaiser and Clay Vaughn, we decided to, like, take a trip to Brasstown Bald, like, in the middle of the night to see if we could see the northern lights. Like, we got there at, like, 3 in the morning, and we went... I remember because when it hit midnight, it was December 1st, and we, like, got to Helen, like, right when it hit midnight, and, like, all the Christmas lights were up. It was, like, in the middle of the night, so we were just walking around at Helen completely empty with the crazy Christmas lights everywhere.
Dude, I bet that was cool.
That was one of, like, my favorite things I've done, like, probably ever, honestly. That was so cool.
That's Y'all didn't really see any of the lights.
No, though, right? It was really cloudy, but I love it. It was still cool, though, and for some reason, we thought that we were going to... We got there, or before we got there, we were like, yeah, we're just going to, you know, hike up the mountain in the middle of the night when it's, like, pitch black outside. That did not end up happening. We just sat in, like, lawn chairs in the park.
And it was freezing and windy, dude. We just sat in lawn chairs, yeah, and it was, like, pitch black outside.
Yeah, I think you and Brayden just kind of sat in the car.
Yeah, it was so cold because I didn't dress appropriately.
Yeah, it was cool, though. It was, God, those roads at night when it was raining in my shitty little CRV. That was kind of sketchy.
It's about the journey, not the destination. Is that how you say it?
It's about the...
Yeah. You get
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
It's about the journey, not the destination.
Thank you, Sam. Very interesting.
Very inspirational. Yeah. I like that.
Thanks, man.
Helen's a cool spot, though. Yeah, I like it.
I love it.
It is really cool.
Speaking of inspirational, what team inspired you this week?
Wait. Before you tell us about a team that inspired you, I want to give a shout-out to... our overseas listener.
Yeah, we saw some people. Really? We have one overseas listener, man.
Two. One in Belgium, and this other one in England, Harry Millington.
Let's clap it up for Harry.
That is dope.
Yeah, that's
how
so
did you
cool.
figure out his name?
And I went to high school with him, but we haven't really talked at all since graduation.
Yeah.
And he texted me, and he was like, yo, I just listened to your podcast, and... it won me money. Like, I've ended up betting on the Clippers because y'all said they were so good and it won me money.
Hey, shout out Harry.
He owes us 10% of that. I hope he knows that.
He listened to the rest of the episode, he said. So, shout out to Harry.
Dude, awesome. Shout out to Harry.
Yeah, you need to, like, send us, like, to where we can, or send us the information so we can see, like, the statistics.
I sent a picture of the international.
That's pretty cool, bro.
I thought I remember seeing we had someone from the Netherlands, but I might be tripping.
I think it was Belgium. Whoever the Belgium listener is, too,
shout out to you, man. We love it.
Yeah, but sorry, I didn't mean to intervene.
Oh, you good, big dog. But, all right, so should I go ahead and...
Go ahead.
All right, my hot team. Okay, so I don't like talking about this team because it's going to sound like I'm biased, but I couldn't help but talk about this team this week. Because the Denver Nuggets have the best record in the NBA. They're 9-1 in their last 10 games. Their only losses to the Suns. Alec is making fun of me right now.
Not the best record in the NBA. Oh, over the past
10. Over the past 10 games, yes. And they have wins over the Celtics, the Lakers, the Warriors, Miami, and the Kings. They have the number 2 offensive rating in the last 10 games. The number 6 defensive rating. That's right. Jokic is a good defender in the last 10 games. Jokic is averaging 26, 13, and 10. Jamal is averaging 23 and 7, but he's shooting 53% from the field and 44% from 3. Michael Porter Jr. has also been playing great since the All-Star break ended. He's averaging 27 and 1.6 assists.
That's incredible.
He's averaging 27?
20 and 7. 20 and 7. 20 no, not 27. And 7. No, and he's shooting 55% from the field and 44% from 3. So, great efficiency. Aaron Gordon also averaging 14, 6, and 4. But yeah, that's my hot team of the week. You're watching these games, man, it just seems like no matter what happens in the first 3 quarters, the Nuggets just find a way to win every, like, they take over almost every single fourth quarter. Yeah. They go on run, they get multiple stops, then they go on runs. You can't stop the 2-man game. And then even if you guard the 2-man game well, you find Aaron Gordon's cutting through the back door. Jokic lobs it up.
Mm-hmm. Can I talk about that for a minute? Was that were they playing the Celtics?
Yeah, it was a Celtics game.
Yeah, like 3 times in the... Well, I guess one of them was that Jamal Murray, like, off the backboard lobbed Aaron Gordon. That was pretty crazy.
Insane.
But he just... Jokic, like, found Aaron Gordon, like, 3 times, like, in, like, the second half of that fourth quarter.
But that's... It's, like, physically impossible to read that. There's no...
Yes,
I know he is doing it intentionally, but...
Yeah.
Like, how?
Yeah. It's... It's insane, man.
It's like he has Aaron Gordon has the tiniest sliver of space, and Jokic puts it in the exact right place every time.
And that
I think that might be even more unstoppable than the Jamal Murray Jokic two man game.
Yeah,
like that's how unguardable that play is.
Did y'all, I know you saw, but did y'all see that Aaron Gordon put back dunk?
Oh yeah, that was
that was nasty, nasty.
That was gross.
That was dirty. But they're my pick to win it all right now, though.
Yeah, I mean, especially I think after that win against the Celtics, it kind of solidified it. And even a team with as much defensive versatility and so many different looks to show the Nuggets on defense, even they can't guard them.
I mean, the Celtics had opportunities, though.
Yeah. No, they did. For they absolutely did. But the Nuggets swept them for the year, too. And I think that's our biggest threat right now.
Celtics?
Yeah, I would. No other team really scares me.
No,
in a seven game series.
The
Hawks, Suns. The Hawks.
We are not.
If they even slide into the playoffs, series. Jesus. But the Suns kind of scare me because they're a wild card team a little bit. Like, you know, they haven't been healthy for too much this season. And if they just find a way to make it click, find the right system, you know, they could be really dangerous in a seven game series. But
they were healthy last night and they looked terrible.
Yeah, yeah. But
it looked really bad.
Yeah, but it's just been, I think everything's starting to come together. And I like how the Nuggets are kind of, last year it seems like, well, obviously the situation's different because they were trying to go for the one seed right now. They had it last night, but since the Thunder won, they're the number two seed again. If they win tonight, they'll get it back. So they're really fighting to get that one seed this year, so they have more incentive to kind of put their foot on the gas. And last year they pretty much had the one seed locked up. So that's what they kind of like, they were kind of lazy at the end of the season, lost some games they shouldn't have lost. But I like how we're kind of like putting our foot on the gas and trying to close out the season really well. But anyway, so my cold team, I don't have many notes about my cold team. Before I go to the cold team, I thought about putting the Detroit Pistons as the hot team. Because they're 3-10 in their last 10 games.
That's pretty incredible.
If you think about it, they started out the season, 0-26, 0-27?
Or they had that, like, big losing streak. Yeah. They won their first game.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It
was,
like, 2-26,
I think.
Yeah. 2-26.
Because they beat the Bulls when Zach LaVine scored 50, I remember.
Because now the Wizards are the worst team in the league.
Yeah. It's crazy.
After Kuzma put out that tweet.
It's like, at this point, you just don't want to be that team.
And they're that team.
You are that team. Dude, I love that.
That's embarrassing, though.
It's so embarrassing. Oh,
yeah. You can't be saying stuff like that when you're... pretty much, it's not like they were like way ahead of the Pistons.
They were one game above the Pistons.
Yeah, they're terrible.
Shout out Corey Kispert, though.
Yeah, shout out Corey Kispert. You know what's the difference between the Pistons and the Wizards? The Pistons actually have a somewhat promising future. What the hell are the Wizards doing? They're not like a super young team. Like, I mean, they're a young team, but it's not like they have a lot of like.
Okay, they have
guys
like,
that are probably going to develop and get a lot better.
Yeah, they have like I think if Corey Kispert was on like a better team, he could actually like play like a decent role.
No, I think like, he could too.
They have like guys like that.
I think they have
like
yes, but who is their franchise cornerstone?
No, exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
They don't have like.
I think Corey Kispert could be great on a contender, like as a shooter. Yeah, no, I agree, but
yeah, they just don't have those like future guys. Which,
sorry, just dropped my phone.
I mean, you know when you're like that. Awful. You want to be the team with the better future rather than some decent win now guys. Because if you're not winning games now, then I feel like the win now guys.
Because you
really
look at the Pistons, they have Cade. I feel like they're going to keep him around long term. Jalen Duren, potentially Isaiah Stewart. Although the fit long term could end up being pretty weird between
they're
Duren.
Fine for now.
Asar.
Jaden Ivey.
Jaden Ivey's been playing good. Lately.
Yeah.
So with the Wizards, like. You know, I was talking about how they got these win-now guys. That kind of means they should probably trade them. They should trade these guys that could help people win games now.
I absolutely agree.
Because, I mean, if they're not going to help you out in the future, then why are you holding on to
just
the asset?
Blow it up.
I think part of them, though, just wants to hold on for Poole a little bit longer, which makes sense, I think.
I mean,
I think it's a little bit unfair to judge him.
I guess it does make sense, but I completely disagree of Poole ever being a...
No, he won't be. But, I mean, just that sliver of hope. Because think about it, when you invest so much into a player like that, when you're taking
that
on that contract, you have to give them a little bit of time.
That is true.
And
that
also, like, if they got off him, what are they getting back from? They're going to...
Not getting much. Yeah. But the thing is, Poole is... Me, personally, when the Warriors made that trade, and everyone... by everyone, I mean Warriors fans were super happy to see that Poole was struggling and knowing that they won that end of the trade.
Yeah.
I think that's corny, to be honest.
It is, but the difference is he's in a completely different role. As soon as they moved him back to the bench, he was putting up 25-plus-ish during that whole week.
I think at this point his ceiling is like Jordan Clarkson.
I think his ceiling is higher than that.
Maybe Tyler Hero. I am not
a Jordan Poole hater at all. Yeah. Like, I really enjoyed watching him play when he was in Golden State.
Mm-hmm. He was good, too. I mean, he was like...
If anything, he was entertaining as hell.
Yeah.
I mean, when the Nuggets played the Warriors in the first round, when we didn't have Jamal or MPJ, Jordan Poole cooked the hell out of us.
Yeah.
Like, I don't have the numbers right now, but he was averaging over 25 points a game. I can almost guarantee that.
He went crazy.
He went insane.
He was a pretty important part of their championship run, too.
They had the baddies courtside every game.
Yeah. Every game.
They must have.
I remember I...
But they don't win that championship without him, though.
All right. Yeah. The whole... Okay, I know, like, the whole, like, baddies courtside thing, like, the joke with Jordan Poole. The day that Ruby Rose was courtside at a DC game, or at a Wizards game,
He put up a stinker.
Yeah, I actually bet on him because of that, and he sold. So
that's not real.
Do better, Jordan Poole.
Come on, Dude, if Ruby Rose is on the sideline, I'm putting up 30.
Yeah, I'm about to cook,
I'm putting up 30 in the NBA, dude. I'm about to get some superpowers.
LeBron who?
Who's a cold team?
Oh, it's the Philadelphia 76ers.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
I mean, there's not much to really say. I mean, they're in an unfair position.
Yeah,
right now.
They've
been having a lot of injuries.
Didn't the Knicks hold them under 80 twice?
Yes, I was going to say that. I forgot to put down the record, but I believe it's 4-6. Hold on, let me look this up real quick. But yeah, it's not even just that. Like, Maxey's still playing good, too, so it's not really his fault necessarily. He's still putting up. Okay.
That Knicks
defense.
Dude,
I forgot to write down so much stuff. Maxey's averaging like 27. And 4 assists or something like that. He's playing good, but it's just like their supporting pieces are not doing well at all.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
Tobias Harris is averaging 15-7 on 43% shooting. Kelly Oubre is their second leading scorer in this stretch of games, and he's averaging 17 on 35%
field.
He's on
my fantasy team.
He's been good this whole team or this whole year.
Tobias was doing really well though when Embiid was healthy. Like he was that third guy that they had always been looking for.
Yeah, I feel like. I don't know. It was kind of cool to finally, like, see him find his, like, role with that team.
Yeah.
Because, you know, there's... Tobias has always been a very contentious point of topic, just because...
Especially among Sixers fans. Like,
yeah,
because,
you know, big contract. But I thought about it the other day while I was driving. Tobias Harris is going to be on another team next year, probably.
Why are you thinking about Tobias Harris while you're driving?
I don't know. It's a long drive.
It must have been a boring drive.
Yeah. Long drive back to Athens. But I'm just interested to see like what the narratives around or like what the public like perception is going to be of him when he's on like a lower contract.
Is he a free agent after this
year? Yeah, he is.
Okay. Yeah, I bet he'll re-sign though.
I was about to say, any predictions on where he might land?
I could see him re-signing.
I think he'll re-sign.
I could see him re-signing, but he's going to need to structure his contract where they can add another piece or something.
Yeah, well, I mean, he's not getting paid $40 million
anymore.
Maybe
he'd, like, be the Harrison Barnes replacement or something. I don't know if they're looking to upgrade.
On the Kings?
Yeah, I could see him going to the Kings.
That's an upgrade. No, that's an upgrade for the Kings, I think. Harrison Barnes is getting older, too.
Sure.
Yeah. Harrison Barnes is getting older. That would be a good place for him to go. I mean, Tobias Harris, like, if you think about it, he's one of those players that can fit on most teams in the NBA.
Mm-hmm.
Also, in the playoffs, like, he's always upped his, or at least the last few years I've watched, like, he's, like, kind of been a glue guy in the playoffs. Like, he's played good defense. He's hit shots. He's done stuff he's had to do. I know, like, a couple years ago, like, I think 2021, like, or maybe that was 22, where the Hawks were playing the Sixers. He wasn't good and around then. But, like post-Simmons days, he's kind of stepped up, which is cool to see out of Toby, but
I like Tobias Harris too. He seems like a nice guy. His whole friendship with Boban is really wholesome.
Yeah, so adorable.
Yeah.
You have your player of the week, Alex?
Yeah, I do. So I want to talk about a guy who's from our state, from the state of Georgia, Jaylen Brown.
No.
Oh yeah, he's been dominating.
I thought you were gonna say Amen Thompson.
No. But yeah, Jaylen Brown, I mean, so he's averaged 30.6 points, 6 rebounds, and around 4 assists per game. The last 5 games, they've gone 4-1 with a loss to the Nuggets. But in the game they lost to the Nuggets, he dropped...
He played... No, he dropped like 40.
Yeah, he's been playing really well.
He played incredible. He had 41, 14 rebounds, 4 assists, 2 steals, and he shot like 55% of the field. I don't know, man. He's just been cooking for them. I know there's been like... I feel like Jason Tatum's a player that always has like some narratives like bubbling up around him. And that's kind of happened in the last like week or two.
And also he liked a tweet saying, like, imagine what Jaylen Brown would do as the number one option.
Yeah, which
he
that...
He liked it?
Yes, yeah, he did.
That, I don't know if that's good for team chemistry, but...
Probably
I mean,
not.
Wait, why would that be bad?
Because... Why would it be bad for team chemistry?
Yeah.
Because, like, imagine... Because it's just like, you know, Tatum's the clear number one guy, and he's liking a tweet. Imagine me being the number one guy.
I see it as, like... He's supporting Jaylen Brown. Like he's saying Jaylen Brown is capable.
No, Jaylen Brown liked that tweet.
Oh, yeah. I thought you said Tatum liked that tweet.
No. Nice. That wouldn't be bad. Yeah. No, that wouldn't be bad.
Yeah, but and yeah, like Jaylen Brown had 37 in their win against the Suns last night. I don't know, he's been kind of taking that. I mean, Tatum's still played good in the last week, but he's just been kind of taking the reins of the team when it counts in the last week. Just been playing really well, so I wanted to mention him.
There was a point in that Nuggets game where I believe it was either the second or third quarter. He scored like the team's first 16 points.
Yeah.
Like it was like nothing was falling unless Jaylen Brown was shooting. He was just playing aggressive, driving to the rim, getting free throws, just really just backpacking that team.
Yeah, so, he's been playing really well.
Yeah.
So a little let me pull up the actual numbers here. But a little honorable mention is Jalen Green.
Yes.
He's been playing good basketball lately. He's been playing good basketball,
yeah,
people.
He has.
I'm so happy to say it. He's averaged 23, like, around 5 rebounds on like 3.5 assists per game the last 5 games. Did y'all see, I forgot who he dropped off, but...
Jared Butler.
Yeah.
That was, my God. That's
that was
like
nasty.
That has to be one of the like highlights of the year. He like stared him down, Sue. It reminded me of
He did Harden. He did step on his foot a little bit.
Whatever.
But
yeah, fucking yeah.
But the turnaround was the stare down and the turnaround makes up for that. So
but yeah, and he like had a really efficient 37 points yesterday. Plus 16 also, I'd like to add. He's not just shot chucking. But yeah, but they beat the Wizards, which I know they're the Wizards. But, yeah, just Jalen Green's, you know, it's been a long ride with having him on my team. You know, there's been a lot of ups and a lot of downs. But this last, like, week or so has undoubtedly been an up. It's just really good to see him playing good basketball, you know, just getting his confidence level up. Because
we haven't seen a whole lot of that so far.
Yeah, he's been undeniably inconsistent. And, like, he's been a lot of points in the season, like, he's been benched, like, in the fourth quarter. Because he's playing bad, which that's kind of, you know, Udoka's like come into this team and kind of established like a culture of accountability.
He's giving this team some damn discipline.
Yeah. Like, Şengün's been benched before in the fourth quarter. Which, God, oh my God, Şengün's hurt. I'm pissed about it. I love Şengün, and he's also on my fantasy team. He's been overperforming in fantasy, so I'm very pissed about that. But get well soon. Yeah, get well soon, Şengün. But yeah, Jalen Green's just been playing great. It's great for his confidence. And, you know, with Şengün out, he has to step up. I mean, not that we're, like, making a playoff push or anything like that. But, you know, he's just been stepping up. And, I mean, I love to see it. It's exactly what you want to see him doing. He's been
efficient, too. Have they came out and said how long Şengün will be out?
Yeah, so...
it's probably season, right?
I think it's, like, it's possible he could be in the end of the season, but they're just going to keep him out.
There's no point in bringing
him. Yeah, I was going
to
say.
Your young star, your young big man star, you want him to get as much...
Rest
did he tear? Did he like tear anything?
Yeah, he tore his meniscus. It wasn't like a super bad tear, but it was.
I thought it was.
I think it was a meniscus.
I don't know what it was.
Because it looked bad, though. It was like the same injury as Paul George.
I see grade 3 sprained ankle.
Yeah, that's what.
Oh yeah, they initially thought it was a meniscus. But
yeah.
Then it came out as an ankle sprain.
Yeah.
And that's why they like. It could be possible for him to return, but there's just no point.
But it's like a severe ankle sprain, though.
There's no point in him returning. Just let him rest. And I'm excited to see what he looks like next season.
Hey, I
have high hopes for Şengün.
Thank God he didn't tear anything or it wasn't a super major injury.
I know, man.
One player, though, we also need to shout out is Josh Hart.
Yeah.
Josh Hart's been balling.
He's dropping triple doubles, man.
He's been dropping Jokic numbers.
I saw someone say... He's the Luka Doncic of Derrick White's.
That's not true. I saw that because Derrick White is better than Josh Hart.
I know. But,
yeah.
I know, but Derrick White is like the Michael Jordan of Derrick White's, though.
Okay, if you put it that way.
I think that's...
if you put it that way.
That should be the reference point. That should be the reference point.
That's pretty funny.
We done with the 90s.
We done with the 90s.
Dude, that's so stupid. Yeah, that is so stupid. You could put... Like, if you pulled up Shaq into full clips from this era and then showed it to people in 2035, we'd look like idiots.
You know one thing, though, that makes me mad? And this is what I was talking about with you, Alec. Mm-hmm. Or what we were talking about when we were coming up here. Sometimes... These old heads they're too attached to the 90s, though. Yeah. Like,
I agree with that.
100%.
I agree with that.
And I'm not, when I say old heads, I'm not classifying this person as one, but Shaq, what he has to say about...
He's an old head.
But he usually doesn't have these outrageous takes. But yeah. What he's been saying recently about Rudy Gobert is just terrible.
He just doesn't give any big man credit.
Yeah. Yeah, except Jokic. He loves Jokic. Yeah, yeah.
But, and Bol Bol.
Yeah,
I mean,
but yeah. Bol Bol of all people. But yeah,
y'all remember like the whole Dwight Howard shit, like how he would constantly
he bullied Dwight Howard straight
up until the point that Dwight Howard's mom told Shaq's mom to get him to stop.
I think that was JaVale McGee. That was JaVale McGee's mom.
What's that?
Yeah, because I watched a video on. I watched a shout out to Secret Base. Shout out to Secret Base.
It's a good channel. Good
it's
channel.
A sports documentary YouTube channel. They made a video on like every person Shaq's had beef with. It was like an hour and a half long, and they talked about the JaVale McGee thing a lot. It was JaVale's mom.
And I think part of the Shaq and Dwight thing, though, was because Dwight called himself Superman.
Yeah, Shaq was pretty... He didn't want to give up that nickname.
Yeah.
We do love you, though, Shaq.
Please. Yeah.
We do love Shaq. Please. Don't get me wrong.
Please.
You're like my favorite.
If he comes on the podcast, I'll agree with everything he says about
yeah. Rudy. Yeah, we're going to have to get a new, like, room to film this in. I don't think he's going to fit.
Oh, yeah,
one.
He would not fit in.
Oh, no, dude, there's no way.
No way.
Dude, who's y'all's favorite, like, former athlete sports personality?
Chuck.
Chuck. Mine's Chuck, too, by far.
Probably
everything Chuck says is funny.
It's like, so funny.
Yeah. It probably has to be Chuck, man. He's great.
Like, what about you, Kobe?
I like Chuck.
Yeah.
But, like, going to, like, podcasts like we're doing right now.
Yeah.
Dude, I love watching Shannon Sharpe and Ocho.
Okay. Oh, like, yeah. That's a really good answer. They're hilarious. They have really good, like, chemistry, too. Yeah. Like, they're just really funny
and
together.
I don't know, dude. They just talk about the most random things sometimes. Yeah. And it's just the funniest stuff ever.
Before every game, I would pop half a Viagra.
That's insane.
That's
so crazy.
He's microdosing penis pills.
That's insane, bro.
She got that ooh wee Ocho. Mr. T and B. Touching bus.
Yeah.
Touching bus. That is so funny.
JJ Redick, he has a
I love JJ Redick too.
JJ Redick just knows ball.
Yeah.
I remember
it's very refreshing to see JJ Redick on ESPN too. Yeah. Like someone who actually he doesn't seem to really care about narratives as much as actual basketball.
Right.
Yeah.
And I love, don't get me wrong, some of those, like, I love Stephen A. so much. As far as an actual analyst, he could be a lot better. But as a personality, he's incredible.
Yeah, I agree.
But it is
that.
Nice to see someone like JJ.
Have y'all
there.
Seen the clip where someone called into Stephen A.'s show about, like, cars?
Yes, dude.
Like, dude, they call in about the most
it's
random
so
stuff.
Funny.
He's like, are you enlightening Queen was the GOAT? And Stephen A. was like,
yeah.
He was like, well, he's like, he don't even have the most pissed cup. How can you call someone a goat if they ain't got the most pissed cup?
How does he know that?
I saw someone say, if they got Stephen A. on the presidential debate, things would look a lot differently in this election.
You think?
I don't know, seriously. But
he would stir
just,
the pot,
imagine
dude.
Fucking
so...
Stephen A. on a stage with Donald Trump and Joe Biden.
That'd be
that
so
would be
fun.
Hilarious, but...
He would stir the pot.
One more, just one more sports media guy, former player. Jeff Teague is fucking hilarious.
I don't know. I'm like meh about him.
For real?
He's a good storyteller, but I've never liked him enough to the point where I'm tuning in for.
Yeah, I listened to half one of his podcasts, but he just has great clips. He's really
funny. But that's not like me hating. Like I just don't listen to that many podcasts.
Sure. But yeah, Amon Shumpert's a good storyteller too.
I like Amon Shumpert. Yeah, I've always liked Amon Shumpert.
Yeah.
Dude, back to like a topic that was about 5-10 minutes ago, talking about injuries.
Yeah,
I just want to say my heart goes out to Sadiq Bey.
Oh my god!
Oh yeah, man.
But he came in this year and played a really like, I feel like he played a really productive role, and I feel like he did his part.
Well, so,
for the most part,
okay,
like, for the most part, yeah.
I get that, but his role is corner threes, right?
For the most part.
He shot 29% on corner threes on one of the most attempts in the NBA.
Yeah.
He could take it to the hole. Now, he could do more than just corner threes. But, good God, it was just frustrating to watch him.
That's valid.
I hope he's okay. I'm not hating on him. Yeah. He just tore his ACL. But, dude, it was just corner threes, man.
It was a little too inconsistent.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not disagreeing. I'm just, I don't know.
But yeah,
I liked Sadiq Bey. I liked watching him in Detroit. I don't know.
I was happy when he came to Atlanta. In 2K.
Yeah, bro. That upper release in 2K is just golden.
It's funny.
Dude, he had games where he got hot, though.
Yeah, that's the thing about him. He's just a little, like, inconsistent, but he had games where he's making huge impacts.
He had that microwave badge.
Yeah, we're in 10 years, 20 years, he's going to be on those TikTok slides. Remember when Sadiq Bey dropped a 50 bomb?
I watched that game. That,
you did?
That was, so, it was, I forgot what day it was. I think it was the last day, or the day before there were no games the next day. So it might have been, like, Super Bowl or something. Maybe the last day before, like, All-Star Weekend. But that was the only, I think they were playing the Thunder back when the Thunder were bad. But it was the only game of the day. I sat down and watched that. It was incredible.
And he dropped 50. Just
y'all remember the Robert Covington 46-point game?
No.
Yes.
Like 2 years ago?
Yes, bro. Yes.
That was beautiful.
Terrence Ross?
Like, every night when I would just get bored and everyone was asleep, I would just turn on the Clippers because I knew it'd be interesting.
Yeah.
I played at like 10:30.
Dude. I thought you were going to say Robert Covington's 46-point game.
That season, like...
Y'all seen Corey Brewer's 50-point game?
Yeah, That one is, I've seen that on slideshows.
That might be the most random one in NBA.
Terrence Ross was pretty random.
No, Corey Brewer was a heater.
Dirty, dude.
Dude, he was a good role player, man.
Yeah. Yeah, he was, man. He was part of that, you remember the Josh Smith? This is like 2015.
Yeah, you're going to talk about Josh Smith and Corey Brewer taking over the game for the Rockets.
That was like, because, you know, I like the Hawks first and foremost, but I'm a really big Rockets and Clippers fan. That was, like, that kind of tore me apart, that entire series, because I, like, didn't know, like, who to root for, because I would think I was rooting for the Rockets just because, you know, James Harden was my guy, but that was insane to watch. Dude, the Rockets and Clippers back in the day had some crazy series.
I miss Josh Smith in Atlanta.
Yeah. He was good, man. He was entertaining, if anything.
All right.
Yeah, let's get into the March Madness stuff. Oh,
all right, Colby. Drop some knowledge on us, bro.
This whole time we've been talking, I've just been watching Auburn and South Carolina play.
What's the score?
Auburn's up 10 with about 5 to go in the first half.
For a little context, Colby is an Auburn guy.
Yeah, you know, the football team's just ass, so I got to switch to basketball a little bit.
Did you watch that Alabama-Auburn game?
I don't want to talk about it.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. Yeah. I mean,
that was heartbreaking.
I'm not
going
to lie.
I was pulling for y'all too.
A lot of people were.
If that didn't happen, Georgia would have won.
Georgia was in the playoff 100%. Yeah. But
damn you, Alabama.
I don't know, like sitting on the couch just watching that, and I knew on that fourth down I was like, Auburn's going to blow it. Jalen Milroe's going to do something, and I was right.
But now y'all are even with that kick return.
Yeah. The kick six still is way better.
Yeah, kick six. Yeah. I was watching that in a Moe's. I walked into Moe's, and I was like, oh, dang, this is probably going to be a game-winning field goal. So I just stood there and watched it. And then I was yelling in a Moe's 20 seconds later.
Dude, that was the peak of my life with football.
Oh, dude, that's so iconic.
Yeah.
And then the week before that was the big Hail Mary throw against Georgia. We did
back-to-back weeks.
It? Yeah.
Back-to-back weeks?
Back-to-back. Or that's maybe crazy. There was one game in between, but it was in like a three-game span.
Damn, we've had a lot of Hail Marys dropped on us. Josh Dobbs did it.
Yeah, the Tennessee game.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
We still got two chips, though.
Yeah, two games. Two of them. Two of them.
Do you have a pick already?
So, I got my final four teams.
Oh, okay.
I'm so back and forth, but, like, the first team I'm going to go with is Purdue. I mean...
Zach Edey.
Zach Edey is insane. He's 7-4, and he just dominates. He's averaging 24 points a game, 12 rebounds a game on 62% shooting.
Insane. In college, that's...
Wait, how much?
24, 12, 24. 60%.
That's 12 insane. On 62. Yeah. And, I mean, they went 27-3, 17-3 in conference play. They're a guaranteed one seed, pretty much. They just beat Michigan State earlier today. I don't see them losing. I don't know. Like,
yeah.
I mean, it's March, so there's always the possibility.
Yeah, but didn't they? They were the team that got knocked last year by.
Yeah, I don't remember FDSU. Who it was. Was it?
It was some. Yeah. Yeah, it was some smaller.
I just can't remember if it was Purdue.
No, they got knocked out last year. Okay, so yeah, they got knocked
they
out
was FDSU. Yeah, that was crazy.
Yeah,
this may be a dumb take, but didn't Jaden Ivey go to Purdue?
Yeah, he did.
I thought so. Okay, yeah. Because right. I feel like they got knocked out when he was there, too.
All right, hold on, real quick. My friend Caleb Gooch just texted me, bro, LeBron just died. I'm pretty sure because I'm doing the podcast, he's trying to fuck with me, but let me check that out real quick because that would be pretty crazy.
No, he.
Dude, he better be lying because I'll
start
crying.
Yeah, no, I won't cry. I won't cry.
I'm going to shed a tear when he retires, man. Yeah, I don't even care. So
well, guys, LeBron's not dead. Good news.
That's my glorious king.
My glorious king. His reign is still supreme.
I'll definitely cry when LeBron retires. That last game.
Dude, it's 100%.
We need to get together and watch that so we can just cry together. Yeah.
Like, we're all like.
Y'all hear that clicking?
I do hear it.
Yeah, yeah. I do as well.
Everybody, like, back their phones away from. Yeah, I think it was a phone.
So. Was it? That's my bad.
No, you're fine. I don't even know.
I don't even know. Anyway.
I don't even know how you noticed
that. I'm the sound guy. Colby, that's
I got a question. I'm the sound artist. I got a question. Do you think Zach Edey's going to be good in the NBA? I don't know, man.
I don't know.
I respect everything he's done in college.
I mean, being 7'4 is going to help for sure. But
I feel like he's too flat
for there's not anyone that can compare to you in college.
Exactly.
That size.
Yeah.
He's not a first round pick though.
No.
I've actually seen some mock drafts lately.
I know. That's
like,
what I'm saying.
He's been projected to go. I've seen it varies a little bit. But
the craziest mock I saw was
I hear it again.
Yeah, I hear that clicking noise again.
All right.
Technical difficulties.
I'm gonna y'all keep talking, I'm gonna go around like start poking things, trying to figure this out.
All right. But anyway, I was going to say, like, what were we going
to? Zach Edey. If he can. Yeah.
I was going to say, like, it's just he has such a physical advantage in college that he won't have in the NBA.
Right.
And I don't know, unless he, like, develops a good three-point shot or something, if he's ever going to be a threat. But
I didn't even look into his three-point. I think he's, like, I looked the other day.
He doesn't shoot threes.
He's, like, one of two this season.
Yeah,
He just hit his first.
Because I was looking at some stats in college, and he's shooting, like, 50% on two attempts the whole season or something like that.
And that one make was ugly as hell, too. Top of the key, backboard.
Oh, that's the center three for you, like the bailout one. But yeah, I think I've seen mock drafts. I've seen him go anywhere from like 20 to 40, so who knows
where he's going to get drafted. He definitely could slip in there just because of the numbers he's put up.
Yeah.
But I don't see him like being able to go toe-to-toe with the big dogs in the NBA at his size. You know?
What was their strength of schedule like this year? Do you know?
Nah, I have to go.
I don't know
they
either.
Play like Illinois. Illinois is pretty good.
Yeah.
But I think they swept Illinois in the season series.
Okay.
I think their conference is low-key kind of weak, but
yeah, that's why I say that, because I feel like teams like that, like it's the same thing with Houston.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Houston's good,
they are good.
They
have like a lot of their losses though. I was looking at Houston, they are to some good teams,
right?
And it's just like you got to be able to beat those good teams.
Yeah,
so they
I agree with
they
you there.
Better than losing to the bad teams though.
Yeah, I mean Purdue, like true. the only competition they have in their conference is Illinois. But
I know there's that one Houston Baylor game where it was like.
Yeah, they recently beat Iowa State. They're 6, Baylor 11, KU 14. Kansas fell off so hard.
Yeah, they were really good.
They were in great shape.
Yeah.
We can lead that to my next pick. I did take Houston to make the Final Four.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, they've dominated all year. I mean,
what's their record?
28-3.
Damn.
28-3,
something like that. I know what is with these people? The people before us messed it up.
No, I think everybody just try to keep your like phones.
Is that what
away.
It is?
Yeah, it's like the feedback.
Okay. See, what was I gonna say?
We're golden, baby.
The one bad thing about Houston is they did take an L to Kansas in the beginning
of
February.
That was an Allen Fieldhouse, though. That's a hard
place
to win.
It was. I mean, Kansas was decent then. Like I think they were ranked. I'll have to check.
They were top 10.
They were 8. Houston was 4. It was in Kansas. Like, right after that is when Kansas fell off.
Yeah.
But, I mean, Houston's just good, man. They have three guys in their starting lineup averaging over 12 points a game.
I don't know, though. Houston, I feel like they've always been the top seed, and they just disappoint.
Yeah, I mean, they definitely, like, have gotten knocked out in the Sweet 16 a couple times.
Yeah. In the NBA, I know, I mean, we all know, obviously, like, if in order to win, you have to have a high defensive efficiency. Like, you got to be up there in those in that category.
Right. Yeah.
100%.
And you also have to, you got to be able to shoot threes. Is it like that for college as well?
I mean,
when you look at the tournament.
Kinda, I guess. I mean, the three, I don't know. Like, I feel like in college, a lot of, like, your getaway, like, to build up your point, like, you don't rely on the three ball as much as
yeah,
you do.
It's, so, yeah, I think defense still matters.
More
just
so
as much.
Defense.
Yeah.
I think it's, like, all, I mean, I don't know a ton about college basketball, but I've always, like, viewed it more as, like, a scheme-based thing. It's, like, how
it is 100%
defensive
yeah.
and offensive
yeah,
scheme.
Because, sure.
I mean, there's, like, a lot of importance is placed. I mean, coaches are important on every.
I mean, the
level,
shot clock is the shot clock's longer. They run more plays.
Yeah,
it's
a lot more strategic.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, coaching definitely takes a bigger role.
Yeah, for
in
sure.
In college, just kind of off top, not in the top four, but that I think like Georgia, man, like coaching has just kind of messed them up this year, in my opinion. Like watching them play teams like Auburn, who are way more well coached. Auburn just produces a hell of a lot better.
Yeah.
And I don't know. Georgia could be really good.
They have good talent.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just like we just have an inability to keep leads after a half. It's like we fall apart in
yeah.
the second half.
I want to talk about something that pissed me off real quick. This is kind of off topic, but it's on topic. So I was in a UGA dining hall last night while there was a UGA tournament game going on. And they had the fucking Purdue game. Or not Purdue, Baylor. Who, I don't care who the game was. But they didn't have the Georgia game playing. When I'm in a UGA dining hall,
I
feel like they should probably put the game on.
But. Yeah, I would agree there.
What was it on, SEC Network?
Last night, yeah.
Yeah, it was.
SEC Network,
okay.
Yeah.
Y'all continue, sorry.
And they had the game won, bro.
Yeah, yeah. Like, we really could have won last night.
Yeah. I mean, Florida's best guy, Zion Pullen, I mean, he was out of the game most of it in foul trouble.
Yeah, and he ended up fouling out
yeah,
of the game,
he did
too.
Foul out.
Yeah.
But.
Well, at least we have Asa Newell next year.
Dude, I'm so excited for that.
We got a couple, like, big recruits coming.
I think we got
yeah.
two in the top 100.
And then we also got, like
dude from
Silas.
Silas Demery.
Demery, he's
yeah.
a freshman.
Yeah.
We have that.
Like,
Blue Kane.
Yeah.
Local guy. Y'all
Silas
might have mentioned him, but the dude, like, from Athens,
yeah.
I think. Like, from Athens High School. Clark County High School, who's a 5-star recruit. I'm trying to remember his name.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, exciting things coming, though.
I thought Asa was the only 5-star we got.
That I know of.
I
don't know. I could be wrong,
I
think so. But if I'm not wrong, he was born in Athens. And his brother.
Wait. Go back.
His brother, Jaden Newell, plays for the team as
oh,
well.
Oh, that was in February.
Yeah.
Daquan Davis. He's at OTE. You know who that is?
No, I don't.
I follow OTE a lot. You know OTE. Ultimately, obviously.
Yeah.
He's so good. He plays for Rod Wave Elite. But he's so good.
Rod Wave Elite.
He's between FSU and Tech. It said Georgia on there, but that was in February.
Yeah.
So, dang. If he came here, we'd be so dirty. He's so good at basketball. Daquan Davis.
Have you ever been to, like, an Overtime Elite game, Mick?
I've never been to a game. I've toured the, like, facility and arena once. It's so nice.
I've seen
it's in Atlantic Station, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah,
like, around there,
I've seen it before. It's pretty big. It looks
it's
nice.
It's so nice.
I'd like to check it out sometime. I don't really, like, I don't know. I never, like, keep up too much with, like, the, like, high school, big high
yeah,
school.
I'm not, yeah, I'm not, I should keep up with it more, but.
That's the dream job out of college for me, somewhere there.
Yeah, that would be really cool.
But also, like, they just. Whenever they have, you know, a visiting team come play the Hawks, most of the time or a lot of the times, the visiting team will practice there. Or, like, Jason Tatum will go get a workout in there. It's crazy.
Good.
What are your other picks, Colby?
Yeah.
Can't let him practice.
My next one is kind of contradicting it. Contradicting it now because.
They lost today?
They got smoked by Mississippi State about an hour ago by 20. But Tennessee, I think an SEC team is definitely going to be in the Final Four this year.
Mm-hmm. And SEC is good this year.
If wants to do it, is Tennessee. Sadly, probably not Auburn. Maybe. They're good enough.
We'll see how they do tonight.
Yeah. They look okay right now.
But, I mean, they were today. Yeah. They're up by 26 against South Carolina.
26?
Right now.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And South Carolina.
Hell yeah.
It's a good team.
South Carolina is ranked too.
Yeah. South Carolina.
They're 26-6.
I have something to talk about them with later that I can save it for, but they're a really good team, South Carolina. But yeah, Tennessee, I mean, 14-4 in ACC play is just very, very good. Dalton Connect, dog. He's averaging 21 a game on 47% shooting.
That's good.
And like
projected lottery pick, I think.
Really?
Yeah.
What's
I don't
that?
Know if I've seen his name. Projected lottery pick?
Yeah.
Who?
Dalton Connect.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like the class is kind of weak this year. Would you agree with that, Colby?
Yeah. I mean, my understanding. Like college-wise, for sure.
Yeah. I mean, I think there are a couple good players. Like Rob.
Yeah, Rob's gross.
He's so good.
Reed Sheppard. Reed Sheppard's been
dude,
really
he's shooting
good.
Like 50% or like dude, 53% the from the field, gone, like 50% from three.
Yeah, they're tweaking. He's not going number one.
The Ringer has him up there. They got. I know Alexander Sarr. I feel like I've seen him the most, like, up at the top, but, yeah.
But,
Zachary Riss. The more I talk about prospects, the less it's going to seem like I know. I really don't know a lot about
them. I've been, like, looking at mock drafts, like periodically, but I really don't know.
I usually don't start my scouting process until a month before the draft.
Yeah, it's like once the draft lottery happens, that's when I like really get to. Because I mean, that's when like the media like really starts talking about it.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Unless you have like a Vic prospect or even like a Paolo prospect. But
so Cody Williams, Jalen Williams' brother.
Yeah.
He's
so
good.
Are they going to be in the tournament?
I mean, I haven't even watched Colorado play.
They might get like the last four in. Okay.
But when I was looking at mock drafts, they have like three players that are going to get drafted this year.
Yeah.
That's kind of
Colorado.
Yeah.
Wow.
Like they have, I think Cody Williams is the only lottery pick, but they have two more guys.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
I don't know their
They've
names.
They've been playing really well lately. I was going to put them as one of my sleeper teams, but I wasn't 100% sure that they get in. So I kind of left it off. But, dude, there's just so many teams that could make the Final Four, so it's kind of hard to narrow it down.
So you got three right now, right?
Yeah, he's the last one.
I got to go UNC.
Yeah.
I mean, they've just been dominating. Taking
really
the 2-0
good.
Series from Duke on the season was just big, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We saw that
in the mountains. Yeah, we watched that game.
We were eating at like a rooftop restaurant.
Man, RJ Davis.
Dude.
He's so good.
21 points a game.
Yeah. He's so
good. We were watching when we were watching that one guy. It's number 7. I don't know his name. On UNC.
You could figure it out.
Do you remember that one outlet pass that had us going crazy?
Yeah.
He made this one outlet pass and me and Sam were glazing. He was good. He played well like the whole game.
Is it... Hold on, number 7?
Yeah. I think it's like Thorpe or something.
Seth Trimble?
Yeah. Trimble.
Yeah, Seth Trimble.
He's good. I watched the...
And they still got Armando Bacot.
Yeah,
Bacot's pretty good.
I watched the game yesterday against FSU. Midway through the second half, it was... So Bacot and who's the other big?
Let's see, Bacot.
And someone else. But they had a total of 17 rebounds, and this is with 10 minutes to go in the game. And Florida State had a total of 9.
That's insane.
As a team.
That's 9
they
rebounds.
They had a total of 9 rebounds. UNC was not missing.
Harrison Ingram.
Yeah, that's who it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. They look really good.
Bacot and Ingram had 20 rebounds between the two.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they have...
And Florida State had 22 as a team.
That freshman, Elliot Cadeau, I think. I don't know how to say his name, but he's good, too. UNC actually could win it all now that I'm thinking about it.
Yeah, they're really, really solid.
What about Arizona?
I don't know, man.
Yeah.
Like, they're just so iffy to me.
Yeah.
And USC is a really good team. Don't get me wrong. Like, they got good young talent with, like, mm-hmm. Isaiah Collier and stuff like that. And that one got Boogie Ellis.
Yeah, he's good.
I don't
know
if y'all know who that is.
Yeah.
Everybody back their phones up again real quick because it's doing that noise again.
Yeah, I hear it.
Hold on. Just real quick. I'm not trying to interrupt. Let me do a little test. I think it's whoever 4 is.
Mm.
Everybody tap their who's four?
Tap, tap, tap.
Tap what?
Tap the mic real quick. Let's see who four is. Actually, if everybody's tapping, I'm not going to know who it is.
Also, when we talk, you can't hear that noise. It doesn't matter.
Okay.
I just want to make sure that our listeners that we love very much have a beautiful listening experience. Yeah, just because we care about them. It's because we care, people.
They're overseas listening, man.
Yeah,
we
exactly.
We got to show them love. I'm looking at the rankings right now. Yeah, Kansas did fall off, dude.
They did. Yeah.
Kansas is 15-1 at home, 3-7 away.
Yeah, that's the problem. Yeah. Allen Fieldhouse, though, is so hard to win there.
I agree.
They were undefeated up until like a couple weeks ago,
too.
They
have a good team, though. Like, they have Dickinson. Was that freshman Furphy?
Yeah, Furphy.
Oh,
yeah.
He's good.
He's Australian, isn't he?
Yeah. He's actually really good. But the problem is they don't have any three-point shooting. I think that's their problem.
Who's their, like, they have, like, a senior that's really good?
Dickinson. Is it Dickinson?
The big guy?
Yeah, Hunter Dickinson.
Is that who you're talking about,
sir? Yeah.
Yeah,
he was at Michigan last year.
Every game I watch this year, though, he kind
of... Oh, I'm thinking of Kevin McCullough Jr.
Oh, he's supposed to be a lottery pick.
Yeah, he is.
I don't think he's that good. Actually, though, he could fit on a team where... I only know a lot more about Kansas because I'm a Kansas fan. He could fit on a team that could win now and play like a Peyton Watson role, I think.
You want to know what's crazy about Peyton Watson?
Here we go.
He averaged 3 points a game in college.
Really?
Yeah, he didn't even get minutes, basically. And because he was, I think he was like a really, really highly touted recruit out of high school, and he just played terrible. But the Nuggets took like a shot on him just for development.
Wasn't Derek Lively kind of in a similar boat? Like, I know he'd like...
Yeah, but he didn't have, like, I wouldn't say a bad college career.
Yeah. He still was like a rotation guy, I'm pretty sure.
Because they also had another big... it was... he was also fighting for minutes with Filipowski and Mark Mitchell.
He averaged 5 and 5 in college. It's crazy how you can just put up better numbers in the NBA.
Yeah.
Like, because he's averaging 5 and 5 in college, and I don't know his numbers in the NBA, but I think it's probably like...
It's inflated stats.
It's like 10 points.
They don't guard like they used to.
Nah. Yeah.
He's averaging 9 and 7.
Yeah.
Great defense, too.
He hasn't been getting that many minutes recently.
Yeah.
It's just because Gafford's been on a tear.
Yeah. Gafford did not break the record,
though. Yeah, he didn't.
Yeah.
He missed the first shot. It's crazy.
It's so sad. The pressure got to him.
I feel like it is pretty high pressure.
Yeah. It is. But he was right there. It was contested, though.
Yeah.
I would not do anything but dunk the ball if I was at that point.
Yeah, I wouldn't have either. I respect it, though.
I do, too. But... I'm a dirty stat patter, so.
I missed that. What was he? What record was he going for?
It was the most shots made in a row without a miss.
He's at
31 in the record.
30. He's at 33, I think.
Yeah, and the record was 35. Wow. It was a Wilt record, too.
Yeah, and you know when you're breaking a Wilt record, you're doing something pretty nutty.
Yeah.
What was I just about to ask? Dude, Kentucky.
Okay. They were hard to leave off, for sure. Kentucky, dude. I love watching Kentucky play.
I've actually watched a decent amount of Kentucky basketball.
I mean, they just work so good as a team together. I love their coach.
They have so many scores.
Dude, Reed Sheppard. Listen to this efficiency, bro. He's shooting 54% from the field and 53% from three.
What?
Wow. Yeah.
What are the attempts looking like?
He only takes very smart 3-point shots, just watching him play. But so I can... Let's see. It's 2.1 makes per game, 3.7 attempts.
That's
crazy. Still pretty good. Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's
still pretty good volume.
Insane.
2.5 steals, too.
Wow, 2.5.
I mean, I don't know if he's like, he doesn't, to me, have like the frame to be a superstar in the NBA, but that's like, that efficiency is pretty nutty.
But the thing is, he plays really well, catch and shoot, and off the dribble.
Yeah.
That's the thing. If he slides to the Thunder,
there's no way.
If him or Rob slide to the Thunder, Kentucky has so many.
The Thunder are prospects. Not gonna. The Thunder, y'all aren't used. Well, actually, y'all have a billion picks, so yeah, you could. You might.
So they have one. I know they have one lottery pick for sure.
Yeah, I think.
Then they could have a second if Utah is out of the top 10, but I doubt that.
Y'all
happen.
Have the Rockets pick this year.
Yeah, I think that's what it is.
Okay.
And that one's unprotected.
Yeah.
But the Utah one is a top 10 protected.
Mm.
So,
my phone's at 1%.
But yeah, Kentucky is so good because they have Rob, DJ, Reed.
Yeah.
Antonio Reeves is so good, too.
He's averaging, like, 20 a game.
Yeah.
They're stacked. No, they're so stacked just going through.
I had Kentucky going far last year, but they got knocked out pretty early.
Yeah. They have a really good shot in winning the ACC tournament this year because Tennessee just got knocked out. And they're kind of on the easier side of the bracket. Like, they don't have to go through Tennessee, Auburn, or South Carolina until the finals. They got the side with, like, Georgia, Florida, and Alabama. Which Alabama's
good, though,
Yeah, that's the 20th, I think.
So, just, like, so I don't understand, like, the tournament super well, like, how people get the seeds to do, but Tennessee will still be in the tournament.
Yeah.
Like, they're still going to be, like, a top three seed.
That's just is it, like... I know what seeding is. That makes sense. It just affects, like, their seeding.
I mean, it's just, like, your season type thing, like, how you did in the regular season.
And you want to win your conference championship.
Right.
And also, if you're not going to go to the tournament and you win your conference, like, you win the SEC, you pretty much you're guaranteed to have a seed in March.
If Georgia could have pulled it out, man.
Yeah.
They'd have been in.
Sad. I wish.
I don't think they've been in since, like, 2015.
We would have been in the Ant year.
Yeah.
That was a COVID year.
Yeah.
Dude, I wish we went to school here when he was here.
Imagine seeing Anthony Edwards in MLC walking, around camp. Yeah, I was about to say.
He did all his classes online, bro.
Yeah. Maybe he would have went for, like, Panda or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some Panda.
Oh, yeah, he's a fast food merchant, dude. He's always talking about how he loves Popeyes.
Yeah, Popeyes. Yeah. I wonder if he'll ever come back here for, like, any event.
Probably.
How could you not want to come back to UGA? Go Dawgs, baby.
Yeah. Anybody else? sleepers?
Sleepers, yeah. I got a few sleepers. So, the first one I'm going to start with is BYU.
The Mormons.
So, BYU, they put up a 23-10 record this year, and they knocked off four ranked opponents in the regular season, which is pretty impressive.
Yeah.
And they also traveled to Kansas and beat them on the road.
I watched that game.
Is that that one loss?
Yeah.
Yep. So, I mean, they don't really have any, like, big standout players, but, I mean, they got a guy named Jackson Robinson. He's pretty good. He's averaging – I got to pull it up. He's averaging 14 a game on 42% shooting, which isn't, I mean, outstanding by any means. But, you know.
It's fine. For college, it's good.
It's up there. And, I mean, they're probably going to be, like, I'd probably give BYU, like, a 7 seed, maybe. So, I mean, that's a good sleeper team to kind of watch out for.
Dang, a 7 seed? They're 20th, though.
Do what?
They're 20th right now.
Yeah. I mean, there's just so many high-seeded teams, dude. I don't know.
Yeah. Creighton also, I watched a Creighton game the other day. They looked really good, too.
Creighton is good.
Shout out Doug McDermott.
Doug McDermott.
Shout out Kyle Korver.
He went to Creighton?
Pretty sure.
We talking about Houston? Shout out Hakeem Olajuwon.
Yeah. Shout out Marcus Sasser.
Oh, shoot. What a pool. Dude, we talking about South Carolina? Shout out Sindarius Thornwell.
Oh, wow.
I can't follow that. You win. I can see.
Sindarius Thornwell.
He was nice in college.
He was nice in college.
He was so nice in college. He's like one of my favorite players. Anyway, any other sleepers, Colby?
Yeah. The next sleeper... I don't really think they're a sleeper, but I definitely don't think they're projected to go too far. Just, I don't know why, but back to Alabama. They're a really solid team. I mean, I agree. Like, I had to write that down as an Auburn fan.
They're pretty bad defensively, though.
Yeah, but their offense just makes up for it. When their offense is hot, man, it's insane. Yeah,
but all it takes is one game.
That's crazy. Like, you have, like, both of your teams are, like, the biggest Alabama haters.
I was thinking that too.
You must hate that team.
Well, like, I'll be completely honest. Like, I hate Georgia. Like, I was just growing. I grew up an Auburn fan. Like, everything about Georgia just makes me cringe on the inside. But, like, I fell in love with that basketball team this year.
Yeah, there we go. We're winning them over. Yeah.
But shout out Colby, man. He was going to, like, all their home games this year. More than me.
Supporting.
Yeah. All of us, dude. Go! I gotta tell a story, bro. Me and Colby were chilling watching the Georgia game the other night. We were at a bar downtown.
The Missouri game.
Yeah, we were getting pretty hyped, man. You know, it was a close game. We pulled it out, and there was an ad right after the game, and it was like, if you have a problem with gambling, He's like, call 1-800-GAMBLE or something like that. And Colby called the number, and he was like, Georgia covered the spread! Georgia covered the spread! And then hung up, and it was the funniest.
Dude, I was piped.
Dude, I don't think it was hilarious, dude. Yeah, dude.
They scored, like, the last 13 points of the game. Yeah. They were down 8 with, like, 2 to go. It came back in 1, man.
And covered the spread.
Yeah, bro. I mean.
That's a beautiful moment.
It was clutch, man. Shout out Blue Kane. He went off that game.
Yeah, yeah, bro. He did. He had 19
points, 4 steals.
Hit 5 threes.
Yeah.
Dude. Back to the Alabama thing real quick. In the words of Charles Barkley, if Alabama played Afghanistan, I would have to pull for Afghanistan.
Charles Barkley said that.
Yeah.
That's a valid take.
Not too long ago, too. Yeah.
It's crazy. That's how we love Charles Barkley.
Yeah. He tells it like it is.
Yeah.
Any other sleeper teams?
Well, back to Alabama. I mean, they put up a 21-10 record, 13-5 in SEC play.
It's not bad.
They got wins over Auburn, Florida, and South Carolina, who all had really, really good seasons. They finished the year kind of rocky, but I definitely see them taking care of Florida tonight. I mean, Florida just looked pretty bad against Georgia. They had a good second half. But
their offense looked pretty flat.
Yeah. It just – nothing was there. Nothing was working. Maybe they fixed something tonight, but which is, I don't know, kind of contradicting because Florida smoked Alabama about 2 weeks ago, but that was in Gainesville. You know, you're kind of at a neutral site.
Yeah, neutral ground.
Yeah.
Those Florida fans, I don't know if you were watching last night,
they came out. Yeah.
I felt bad for the Georgia players because it was just like Georgia was getting showered with booze every time they touched the ball.
I was rooting them on from the couch, but
dude, it's so unfair that Atlanta had the Final Four. We had everything that year. I think we had the All-Star game, and then we had the Final Four COVID year, and we don't get it back?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I'd love to go to – well, I mean, I know, like, All-Star weekend's gone downhill or whatever, but I would – that's like crossing so many bucket list players off
your
list.
I would have dropped so much money to go to
All-Star.
No.
I'd 100%. Yeah.
That'd be so cool.
I'd go to – I mean,
and all the celebrities you'd see too. Yeah, you could just see,
yeah,
like,
dude, you meet a lot of people out there. I'm sure
you can see Rihanna walking courtside.
You see people just like on the street too.
Yeah.
I have a friend who, my friend Lane saw. He goes to Georgia State in Atlanta, but he saw Bogey just walking down the street with his bodyguard.
My friend met Bogey at a Kale Me Crazy.
At a what?
A Kale Me Crazy.
What's that?
It's like a healthy place in Atlanta. Yeah.
Shout out Bogey, man.
I guess he's just walk. He just be walking around Atlanta.
He's out and about.
Hey, dude, shout
Bogey,
out Bogey.
He just seems like such a genuine guy.
Yeah, he seems like a nice guy.
Yeah.
Our dad, I think when they had the All-Star game in Atlanta, I think our dad, that's when our dad saw Charles Barkley.
Yeah. He yelled across the street, Sir Charles! And Charles Barkley, like, turned around and gave him a look like he wanted to kill him.
Sir Charles.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Dude, so we were talking about Wilt before. I think if he was alive, that would be, like, the best podcast guest on the planet.
Oh, my God, dude.
Yeah.
He was putting up numbers on and off the court.
Yeah.
My first question for him would just be, like, is it true? That's all I would say.
Yeah, that's all I would say.
That's all I was trying to
explain to Brayden last night why some people don't believe in that in the 100-point game.
Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah, I do.
I believe in it.
There's like,
but there's been times where I'm like, like that's a good point.
It's pretty lofty.
Makes me think.
You know, he was like he pretty much founded like the National Volleyball League in America.
Wilt he did found it.
Did. Yeah, he's in the Volleyball Hall of Fame.
What?
Wow.
Yeah, and he also like
he's supposed to be an incredible volleyball player.
Yeah, and like he like benched like a ridiculous amount of weight. Like
I heard 500 pounds, but that, I don't know.
Yeah,
about
I know he I don't know. Wilt's like was kind of famous for exaggerating stuff. And how many girls did he say he slept with?
20,000.
What?
That might be a stretch.
Wait, that's what he said?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But no one's counting that.
He also said he had his first time when he was 5 years old.
Okay, so
dude,
he's
there's
lying.
No
yeah.
way.
There's no
you know,
way.
Maybe we should move on.
Buddy, you're a victim.
Yeah, like that's a case.
Yeah, that's.
It's a case and a half.
Yeah.
Wilt Chamberlain, ladies and gentlemen.
Wait, do you believe it? The 100-point?
Yeah, game? I believe in it.
You do too?
Yeah, I do. I mean, why would they make that up?
I mean, why wouldn't someone have some sort of video evidence?
But dude, I saw a video of Cesar Chavez, like the Cuban, I think he was like the Cuban dictator or whatever. I saw a video of him from like 1962 Eurostepping. It was like on Twitter.
Yeah.
And someone said, how do they have footage of this but not of Will Chamberlain's 100-point game?
Something funny about that. I don't know if I'm going to be able to pull it up. So I think it was like, wasn't it Chavez and then Castro was like his apprentice or whatever? I don't know. I'm not too studied up on
Cuban
socialist history. But there's like a big, a long, like, paragraph of Fidel Castro talking about how, like, how the Eurostep was, like, I forgot what it was. He said it was counterintuitive to the revolution or something like that.
That's insane.
He's like, it's a good move, but when you use it every time, I don't know. I need to pull it up, but it was really funny.
That's insane.
Yeah, I wanted to make that, like, my tweet of the week a couple weeks ago, but, like, that was just too hard to explain, like, everything around that.
Yeah. I'm glad we kind of gave it some context. But
yeah, yeah.
Do you have a tweet of the week this week?
So, I do, but it's not really a funny one. It's more of, like, a discussion one.
I'm down to hear it.
Okay. Hey. Let me pull it up real quick.
A little bit of versatility.
So, this is actually the person who is the author of this tweet, Jackson Frank, I believe it is. Hold on, why did I screenshot it instead of bookmark it? But, yeah, Jackson Frank, so he was the one who, tweeted the, Malik Monk 4 Loco one, which might have been our best tweet. I don't know, the Thanasis one was probably my favorite tweet.
What was the Thanasis one?
That was some poor girl, and this is, like, All-Star Weekend, so it was some poor girl in Indiana just woke up with Thanasis on her side, or something like that. But, so Jackson Frank, so he tweeted out, he said Jalen Williams is a top 20 player, and he said if he was on Orlando, Chicago, Brooklyn, Toronto, Detroit, Washington, Houston, Utah, or Portland, he'd be the best player on the team.
Hold on, Orlando?
Not Orlando.
Yeah, no. What was the next team?
Chicago.
No.
No.
DeMar DeRozan's still better.
Kobe White is also challenging him.
I think he's better than Kobe.
Maybe not, yeah, I would say, but it's not a clear cut. Yeah. I could see Kobe White being better next year is what I'm saying.
So. Well, the thing is, like, Jalen's a second option. I think, feel like if he got first option touches.
Jalen's also is a lot more efficient. Third option too.
Yeah, I think, like, I don't know, man. So, hold on. Just Jalen Williams. I'm not saying he's a top 20 player. I think that's definitely
that's
a
bit of a stretch.
Yeah, I would say he's like DeRozan.
No, I don't think so, man.
Maybe.
I don't think so. DeRozan's quietly having a really good year.
So, it's just Jalen Williams, like, his stats, and I mean just watching the game too, but his
efficiency is so
good. He just takes such smart shots.
He just doesn't really have any like holes in his game.
Mm-hmm. That is true.
Like he can do a little bit of everything, which I don't know. I feel like he's
23. All right, I apologize, Mr. DeRozan. I was not familiar with your game.
Yeah, but I don't know, man. Jalen Williams is just so much on the court, so much good. And hardly anything bad. Like, he's still a sophomore player. Mm-hmm. He's averaging 19 points, a steal, 4.5 assists.
On, like, 44% from three or something like that.
Yeah. Took a much bigger jump.
Yeah. 80% from the field.
80% from the field?
No, from free throw. From free throw.
It's like, damn.
And so, I know, like, so looking at his, like, his two-point splits, it's 56% or 57% and 45% from three. That's kind of insane. Yeah. That's really good.
Yeah.
That's impressive. And he's doing that as, like, I mean, it probably helps. Okay. So, it would obviously helps his efficiency that he's not a first option. But here's the stats. His true shooting with SGA on the court is 62.9, but without is 61.4. He's still shooting incredibly efficient.
The Thunder have the highest true shooting percentage for any team.
That's interesting.
Yep. I mean, it makes sense. Shea, Chet, and Jalen leading.
Yeah, but
I still wouldn't call him a top 20 player.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't.
No, I wouldn't either.
Yeah.
But, all right.
Is that what the tweet said?
Yeah, it was calling him top 20
player. Oh, I thought, like, I was just listening to
teams. There was just a really big, big discourse.
This is a talented league, man.
I don't really think that's a debate.
This is a talented league. Because, like, you name, like, who's around the 20 spot? Like, players like Trae Young and stuff like that?
Yeah.
Like, and I don't think he's on that tier yet.
I agree.
Like,
so.
But I get the sentiment. The man is an ultra efficient 20 point per game scorer in his second year. Who plays pretty good defense, too. Mm-hmm.
So, do y'all want me to just... There are, like, a few, like, little topics we could talk about.
Yeah, fire away.
So, a little... I mean, we could talk about some NFL stuff, but Aaron Donald just retired.
Yeah, yeah. He did.
I was really shocked to hear that.
Yeah. I saw that one coming, because he was contemplating it last year. Yeah. And also, the... I mean... they did make the playoffs, though.
No, they did.
Oh, shoot. Also, they could have easily won that playoff game, too.
Yeah, they were close to winning.
Yeah. Yeah, that was...
But, I mean, after he was contemplating it last year, I kind of... I figured this would be his last year. Yeah.
And,
okay, hell so of a career, that, Aaron Donald.
Did y'all see what Wimby said about the Defensive Player of the Year award?
Yeah.
Yeah, he said, I know Rudy Gobert has a very good chance of winning it this year, and it would be deserved. Let him win now, because after that, it's no longer his turn. So
he's not lying though.
So Menace. NBA, if you have Twitter and you probably like basketball if you listen to the podcast. But NBA University is probably like my favorite like person on NBA Twitter. Great stats, just great everything. But they quoted that saying that like I love how everything Wimby says is intentionally quotable. On top of everything else, he understands how to be a star in the media. He will be the clear face of the league soon. Wimby, yeah. He speaks very poetically. It has like very like quotable eyes.
He's also a very smart guy, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's very likable.
Yeah. I mean, I like Wimby, man. He's cool.
Let's get him on the pod.
Yeah.
Get him on the pod.
No, I know his ass ain't fitting in this damn room.
He's going to probably win an ungodly amount of DPOYs.
Yeah.
If the Spurs were better this year, he'd be the favorite. Jonathan Isaac. Jonathan Isaac has never won in my years.
Dude, he wins like every single year.
He does win a lot.
When I play my
DPOY?
Yes, bro.
I've never had a Jonathan Isaac DPOY. It's always Giannis for me.
Giannis wins a lot too.
It's always Giannis.
It's MVP less than 2K24. It's more like 22 and 23. Cuz now they kind of know he's had too many injuries. But
dude, if it's okay with y'all, I want to talk about one more team.
Oh, yeah, okay, go for it.
It's kind of weird, but the Utah State Aggies are really solid this year.
They're ranked, right?
Yeah, they're like 18, yeah. I believe. 27-5 record, which is impressive.
Yeah, that is really good.
So they're starting forward. His name is Great.
Great?
That's his
great.
Name. He's just bound. He's just destined to be great.
The name like that.
Yeah, like... I don't even know how to say his last name. Osobor or something. Osobor. But his first name's just Great.
That's a hard ass name, dude.
Isn't it?
Great Osobor. Yeah, that sounds like a.
That sounds like
I believe he was from England. I think I looked and it said he was in England.
Yeah, he sounds like some historical figure.
Yeah.
But.
He fought a war somewhere. He led a war.
He was a general.
Yeah. That man dominated this year. He put up 18 points a game on 58%.
Wow. Damn.
9 boards a game, too.
That's nice.
And they're shooting 50% as a team.
That's really
good. Yeah, 33% as a team for three. But
that's not bad. That's not bad for college.
I wonder what the shooting splits, like what the comparison is for like the average college player compared to the average NBA player. Just so like I have an idea. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's a good question. I'm going to look it up.
A pretty cool stat, pretty impressive thing to me was they held – their three-point defense, they held teams to, like, 27% from three this year, which I thought was pretty good.
They held?
They defend the three ball very well.
Good primary.
What are some of the, like, good, like, shooting teams in college right now?
Good shooting teams in college.
Like, that you think might be a good matchup?
Alabama's up there, for sure. Kentucky. Auburn, dude. Auburn's pretty good. At the three. They're big guys. Sam, you remember watching Jani Broome?
Yeah, he's so good.
Yeah, man. He can shoot the three ball, too.
Do you like Jabari Smith?
I love him.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, that's what brings me a little close to the Rockets.
Yeah.
Just because I've been following him for so long.
I want to see him succeed, man. I do, like too, Jabari. Man.
You've been following him since, like, high school, too, haven't you?
I think he's a
ATL
bust.
Boy. Yeah, whatever, buddy. You don't watch the games.
No, I do. I watch the games for Jalen Green. Jalen Green is not a bust.
But
my ass.
Utah Sorry, State, projected 7 seed, which is kind of tough because like if you win that, you're probably going to be playing a 2 seed. Which.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But, I mean, the consistent scoring and keep the effective defense up, I mean, you could go a long way.
It just depends on how the bracket is made.
Yeah, right. Matchups are everything.
Yeah, it depends on, like, which side you get. Because, like, if you get in the side with, like, Houston and Tennessee in the same, like, side of your bracket,
it's going to be very difficult.
Yeah, because, I mean, Houston's going to be a one seed. Tennessee's probably going to be, like, a three. I mean, you're going to have two, three really solid teams in each side of the bracket.
Yeah.
But.
Who are the stars on Houston? I know Sheed, I don't know how to say his name.
I have it written down in my notes.
I know he's really good. Is Houston at the top in terms of defense, Colby?
They're averaging putting up 74 points a game, and they give up 56 a game.
Yeah,
that's pretty good. Yeah.
Yeah, so the defense is definitely there. Their top player, LJ Cryer, is leading the team in points.
What?
Points
what about games this year. Jabal Shedd?
He's averaging 13.2 points a game.
Oh, what?
On 42% shooting.
That's six assists.
Six assists, yeah. He's a senior. I did not know that.
Yeah, he's been there for a while. Him and Marcus Sasser.
Yeah.
What about UConn, Colby? How do you feel about UConn?
See, I figured that would come up.
Yeah.
Because, I mean.
Because I always hear.
Yeah.
I mean they are
defending last year.
Champs. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't know, man. Like, I think they're really good, but I think it's someone else's year, and I don't think it's UConn.
They also lost a lot of guys.
Yeah, they did.
But I mean, they're obviously still really good.
Yeah, they're really good. It's just a completely different team that won the championship last year.
You know much about
the best player last year?
Probably Jordan Hawkins or
Hawkins is good.
I forget the other Andre Jackson. Mm-hmm. He was good. Stephon Castle, do you know?
Yeah, he's a lottery pick too.
I know. I've only seen some film of him. He doesn't like. He's good, but he doesn't have something in his game where I feel like.
Bro, you have said that about every single college player.
Bro, I'm telling you, like the class is like not as strong. Like yeah. I think the difference, for me. You can be a really good college player, but you have to have something about your game that differentiates you from other players. Like with Rob, like he's so fast, he's so quick. Yeah. He can do pretty much everything you need a guard to do at a high level. Reed Sheppard, obviously, he can shoot the three ball better than anyone.
Dude, I saw a stat. Reed Sheppard, it said like his true shooting stat, like true shots, is like 70%.
Yeah,
that's crazy. For a guard, that's like ridiculous. That was Jokic's, like, I believe, last year.
Really?
Like 70%, yeah.
Yeah, but he's a big man.
I know, but that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Like, for a guard, insane.
Yeah.
And Jokic had, like, one of the most historically efficient seasons ever.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, a team I want to talk about is South Carolina. I know they're getting smoked. I mean, but it's Auburn, you know. They're just that good. Yeah. War Eagle. but South Carolina, so starting the year, they were a projected 14 seed in the SEC, which is last place.
Because
last year they went 11-21. Just, it's their coach's second year. I don't know, they just expected nothing out of them. And for them to come out the gate and go 26-6 is just absolutely insane. 13-5 in conference play. And a pretty cool thing, they were 23-9 against the spread this year.
Damn.
So they had a 72% hit rate on the spread. They won a lot of people some money, for sure.
Yeah.
Their guard, Michi Johnson. I don't know if y'all have ever heard of him.
I like that name. He's pretty
good. I like him. I like BJ Mack, too.
He's playing good this game. I'm looking at the stats.
Who?
No, he's not. He has 3 points.
BJ Mack, dude.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Michi Johnson.
What's BJ done?
He has 10-7. But they only have 33 points, so.
What's his size? Like, he's a big guy.
He is 6'8". He's a senior.
He's got some weight on him, too. Like, he's a big
6'8".
Dude.
He's 269. 269,
yeah.
It's a big dude.
Yeah.
Big guy.
Tank.
Y'all see I don't remember his name, but the center from Africa who committed to Duke? He's, like, the number 3 prospect.
I don't think so.
I did see it. He's really tall.
Yeah.
I think I heard something.
He's huge. So they're going to have Cooper Flagg, him.
I forgot.
And they have a couple other guys. Yeah. I'm not a big Cooper Flagg fan.
He seems kind of corny, to be honest.
Yeah, he's corny.
His name is Kamen Maluk.
Yeah.
Maluak. Sorry if I'm mispronouncing that name. He's 7'2" center from South Sudan. Damn.
He's like, huge, though. Like, he looks so much bigger than everyone else if you watch him.
Dude, what do y'all think about Kirk Cousins signing with the Falcons?
Dude, I'm so hyped.
Nick was on the Justin Fields trade for some reason.
Yeah,
stay on that side, buddy.
I wanted Justin Fields, but...
No hate to Justin at all. But, like, I just love the move because, like, the Falcons roster is just so young all around offensively. And Justin Fields is great. Like, the talent is... I mean, the sky's the limit for that guy. But I just feel like bringing Kirk Cousins in and putting... a veteran in there to control all the offense of the younger guys will just get you a lot further. And for the long run, Justin Fields definitely could have been a better choice, but I think the Falcons want to win now.
Yeah.
And I think Kirk Cousins is that decision.
I mean, don't get me wrong, though. Like, I'm super excited that we have Kirk. And I think it's the main thing that I like about it is just the culture change.
Yeah.
That's what we needed.
Because
we've
just been in such a bad place
for
the last while. It's just nice to, like,
have
some signs of life. Like, yeah, we have something to look forward to.
And we made some other good signings too.
Yeah, but I also don't think that we're big contenders.
Really?
Not for the Super Bowl. No way.
I don't think we're like...
No way.
I don't think we're at the top of the top, but I think we're like...
I think the division is Atlanta's.
The division is Atlanta's.
Because the division is just bad. But, I mean, I definitely could see an NFC Championship appearance.
I would be totally fine with that.
I would be content with that, too.
Yeah. I would be totally fine.
I'd be content with that, too.
So we got, I know we just got signed Darnell.
Darnell Mooney.
That is going to be a really under-the-radar move.
He's good, He just, like, his numbers are down. Like, I think he had 1,000 yards in, like, 2021. His numbers are down because Justin Fields.
Mick, who's his quarterback?
Dude, who are the... Darnell Mooney was his number one guy for most of the time he was there. Come on, like... It's not that Fields is a bad quarterback either.
I'm not disagreeing with you.
I'm just like, imagine Fields in our offense.
He's a terrible decision maker.
He'll get better, though.
He's a terrible decision maker.
You have to.
Fields is young, man.
Chicago, I think I saw a stat where he's like as bad as Zach Wilson in the pocket.
Chicago has not done a good job at all surrounding him with weapons.
That's
you gave
true.
Him Bijan, Drake, Pitts, now Mooney. He would totally win our division for sure.
Yeah.
DJ Moore.
Yeah. Cordell Patterson's gone.
That's so sad, man.
He was great, man. He was great. But, I mean, we got Bijan, too, so you kind of got to make a switch. But
I feel like Cordell Patterson was kind of like the...
Who?
Not really the mascot. But
the soul.
Yeah.
The
just heart. Like the glue a little bit, yeah.
He was a good
They signed another receiver yesterday. Who was it?
Rondale Moore.
Oh, yeah.
Desmond
Ridder
is gone.
Trade.
Yeah.
Goodbye, Desmond Ridder.
Yeah, I don't know much about Charlie Warner. It looks like he's more of like a blocking tight end. But
cool stat for our Pike County boys.
Hell yeah.
His uncle is Coach Warner at Pike County High School.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So when I had him for history in ninth grade, and he was like, you know Charlie Warner? And I was like, yeah, because he was a tight end for Georgia. He played here.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And he was like, that's my nephew. And that was pretty cool because he won he didn't win, but he won a few Super Bowls with San Francisco.
That's really cool.
Shout out Charlie Warner. Shout out Coach Warner.
Shout
great teacher.
Coach Warner.
Great teacher. Great
guy.
Dude.
Great
dude.
Guy.
Great dude.
I wonder how he's doing, man. I haven't talked
to
so many people.
I think
people
he retired.
Yeah, I heard he retired, too.
Yeah.
But pretty
he's
cool.
A wrestling coach.
I was pretty excited to see Charlie
wrestling.
He was wrestling and a football coach, wasn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Track coach, too.
Yeah, he was
And a history teacher.
Human geography teacher.
He needs a raise.
For real.
That dude was awesome. He's kind of a hard ass, but like in a good way. Like, dude, he brought the best out of you.
It's
like,
so it's funny, like, looking back to, like, I remember I took him for granted because that was like my first AP teacher. And I was like, man, he was like, well, I had him. I was like, he was a bad teacher. He didn't teach me nothing. But going further in high school, getting all these bullshit teachers that I had, he was a great fucking teacher. I'm sorry for slandering your name, Coach Warner. You were fantastic.
Dude,
I'm not
same
gonna...
with Mark Jones.
No,
oh,
I will never
just,
slander
him. No, he was the best teacher.
I'm not going to lie. Like, I don't think he liked me, but, I mean, I guess he had reasons to. I just wasn't. I was in his AP Econ class.
Yeah, I was.
I struggled bad, and I just never understood anything, and then I kind of just quit caring because I felt like I'd never get it.
So, honestly, let me talk about Mark Jones for a minute.
Also, I kind of got to go soon.
Okay. Yeah, we'll wrap this up. But,
yeah.
So,
Like, I deadass would not be doing what I'm doing right now without Mr. Jones, because, like, I took his AP Gov class, I was like, wow, that shit's really interesting. Now I'm a political science major. I took his AP Econ class, and I have, like, I'm doing a legal studies certificate, which is, like, kind of, like, economics law. Like, Mr. Jones literally, like, shaped what I'm like, studying right now, so shout out to him. Best teacher I've had.
Shout out, man. Yeah. Great dude. I mean, we didn't really have a connection, but that is a great guy. And if you need advice from anyone, like, economically, about life or anything, go to him, because that is just a solid dude.
Whenever, like, I'd make a good grade in his class. So, Sam tarnished my reputation that
class. I was a freaking class clown in that class. But he loved me, though. We, like,
he would always...
He was one of those dudes, like, if he was, like, janking on you and picking on you, it meant he likes you. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I know.
But
I know
he would always act like I was a lazy goofball. Like, in the AP Gov, like, I'm not gonna lie, I kind of did really good in that class. And every time I make, like, a really high grade in an exam, which was every test because I was good in that class, he'd be like, to my surprise, someone who really surprised me, got a good grade was Alec. Good job, buddy. He's like, I have a 98 in your class.
He would call you out like that in front of the class?
Yeah, he's
like,
fucking with you.
He would, and not trying to, but he would just make you feel stupid. All the time. Like, I would ask him a question, and he would just, like, give his answer in, like, a sarcastic way, but it's just him talking. He doesn't mean it in a bad way, and I'm just like, wow, I'm an idiot.
Yeah. What a great dude and a great teacher. Shout out Mr. Jones, man.
Well, I thought y'all meant, when y'all first said Mark Jones, that one play-by-play guy for ESPN who's always doing the references.
Shout out that one, too.
He's so funny.
Yeah.
Once again, man, shout out Pike County.
Shout out Pike County.
Go Pirates, baby.
This room is three-fourths Pike County. It's beautiful.
And one Atlanta boy.
Yeah.
Boo.
You city slicker.
That's crazy.
You wouldn't last a day.
Shout out this podcast, too, man. I've had a great time.
Thank you for coming on, brother. I felt really good about this episode.
I would love to come back again, man.
Yeah,
man,
bro,
absolutely will.
We'll have you on. We got to have a...
We still got the rest of the month of... Whoa. The rest of the month of March.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll definitely have to squeeze another March pre or something in there.
Yeah, man.
We're also doing a Casuals Chronicle
pretty soon. April... well, he hasn't texted me back, but... I think we're going to try to get Mr. Owen Jaguar on the 5th, maybe, of April. But we'll figure that out.
Yeah. But, I guess we'll wrap it up. Thank you, guys, everyone
Thank
who's
y'all.
Listening.
I've had a great time,
Thank you, Colby.
I appreciate it, bro. I had a great time. Disregard all the notes, every point that I wrote down today. Auburn's winning it all. Janai Broome for president.
And, thank you to all our listeners. Please continue to, you know, run everything up.
Free Young Thug.
Free Young Thug. we appreciate y'all, and we'll be back next Friday.
Yeah, thank y'all.